The board that oversees the State University of New York system is meeting this morning to decide the fate of Litch, the Long Island College Hospital in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. SUNY acquired the financially troubled hospital in 2010, hoping it would be a beneficial partner to SUNY's downstate teaching hospital in East Flatbush. But both hospitals have continued to lose money, especially Litch. At a meeting yesterday, the president of the SUNY Downstate Hospital System, Dr. John Williams, recommended that Litch be closed.
I can't tell you how many times I've been to Albany. We've talked to the Department of Health, Division of Budget. We've talked to the governor's office so that we could actually get some cash. But nothing has worked so far.
Nurses, doctors, and others who work at the Cobble Hill Hospital and their supporters pleaded with the board to keep the hospital open. Williams said that wealthy residents in the area aren't using the hospital and are going to Manhattan for much of their medical care. Councilman Brad Lander, whose main doctor is at Litch, is one of many people who dispute that.
I know people whose general practitioner is there. I know seniors who go for geriatric care. There are a lot of people like me who go to different parts of the hospital for different kinds of needs.
Other supporters say that the administration hasn't done enough to promote the hospital and hadn't invested in it after acquiring it, leading many physicians to drift away. Nevertheless, Dr. Tuma Sora, a gastroenterologist, said that many outside reviewers, including U.S. News and World Report, have rated Litch services highly and argued the 150-year-old institution deserved the chance to be turned around.
My kids were all born at Long Island College Hospital. My family's had surgery at Long Island College Hospital. For the nuts and bolts and for 95% of it, Long Island College Hospital is the best.
On the streets of Cobble Hill, many residents praise the hospital as a cornerstone of the community, a place where their children and grandchildren were born, and they got emergency care. But Alan Shapiro says it's not a place he'd go for crucial health needs.
I think it's convenient, but I don't think it's considered a first-tier hospital the way that something like a Long Island Jewish or a North Shore, where you might go if you were having major surgery.
Several elected officials from the area are asking for additional time to consider alternatives and to work out a restructuring plan. Carl McCall, the chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees, said there does not appear to be any more money available from Albany. The recommendation is to close the hospital as an inpatient center as soon as this spring, but it also leaves open the possibility of keeping part of it to serve other healthcare functions. We'll bring you more on the full board's decision later today.